The Mass today is that for the feast of Saints Philip and James. However, for the reading this morning, that's why, of course, the Mass is in red, because they're martyrs. But the Mass for the readings this morning are taken from the third Sunday after Easter, as usual. And therefore, the epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Beloved, I exhort you as strangers and pilgrims to abstain from carnal desires which war against the soul. Behave yourselves honorably among the pagans, that whereas they slander you as evildoers, they may, through observing you by reason of your good works, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors as sent through him for vengeance on evildoers and for the praise of the good. For such is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Live as free men, yet not using your freedom as a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters in all fear, not only to the good and moderate, but also to the severe. This is indeed a grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while, and you shall see me no longer. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, "What is this he says to us, 'A little while, and you shall not see me,' and again a little while, and you shall see me, and I go to the Father?" They kept saying, therefore, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he is saying." But Jesus knew that they wished to ask him, and he said to them, "You inquire about this among yourselves, because I said, 'A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me.' Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy. A woman about to give birth has sorrow, because her hour has come. But when she has brought forth the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for her joy that a man is born into the world. And you therefore have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, there is ever so much in today's bulletin that we need to be very aware of. Of course, May crowning takes place after this Mass. The priest will leave, the celebrant will leave right after Mass, and in 2 or 3 minutes later, then the celebrant for the crowning of the Blessed Mother will come in and participate, of course, as you know how, in the singing that is to take place. I again remind you of this month of May being dedicated to the month of the Holy Rosary. And I ask you to please, above everything else, to, if you have any qualms or any coolness about the Rosary, to be sure and to redevelop it during this month. I will always encourage us for daily rosary. In this week's bulletin, we have the assignments for Corpus Christi. There may be one of the other of you who is not able to fulfill his assignment. If this is the case, I would appreciate it very, very much if you would approach me immediately and tell me so that I can put someone else in your place. After the sermon now, I would like for all the ladies, the mothers, the children, to kneel. And there on the front side of today's bulletin is the blessing for mothers and children. Now, even should you be unmarried and have no children, if kneel anyway, and the blessing will be extended to you. Wednesday of this week, now I know that most of you cannot attend, I'm aware of that, Father Bernard is going to pronounce his final vows. This is indeed a major step in the life of this man. Especially in this particular day and time, is this a major step. So I ask you, my beloved people, not only in his interest, but in the interest of the entire church and the entire work of God, that you will pray for him most specially. And I ask you also to pray for us who have gone ahead of him, and for those of us who are to follow him, that Almighty God, for us, the monks and the sisters, that Almighty God will bless us and bless our efforts and protect us in these extremely critical days. In the bulletin also this morning, there are some expressions that I certainly draw your attention to. I want you to read them very carefully and meditatively. As the very first words of the bulletin today indicate, exceptional times demand exceptional conduct. And I dare say that these are exceptional times, and therefore we must, little choice do we have, we must give the best of our exceptional conduct, our prayer, our good work, our mortification, our intention, our interior development. My beloved people, it is no longer time for foolishness. So please read these instructions carefully. A word for the Blessed Mother, after all. A word for the Blessed Mother. We will crown our Blessed Mother this morning, and we're very proud to be able to do so. And we will crown her as our queen, because she is indeed a queen. She is a queen of heaven and earth. She's a queen of all the saints. She is a queen of all the angels. She is a queen of all mankind. Therefore, let our prayer be directed directly to her this morning, asking her for all that we need. However, I want us to keep something else, another view in mind, while we are in the process of crowning our Blessed Mother Mary as Queen. You will notice over the altar is a Blessed Mother. There is no adornment on her. There's no crown on her. Yes, she is the Mother and Queen of Grace, dispenser of all grace. We know that. I think sometimes that we get so lost in the queenship of Mary that we forget that she is our mother. There's something about queen, important and wonderful as it is, there's something about queen that remains just a tiny bit, if anything, untouchable. But Mother, we can go to her at any time of the day or night. We can cry. We can shed tears. And we can bring to our Mother every little problem that confronts us. We are not afraid to express our need to our Mother. There is no appointment necessary for Mother. She's always available. She's always there. A queen, yes, she has power. But for a queen, you have to kind of be a little bit more reserved, perhaps. But for Mother, there is no reserve. And today, though we crown Mary as queen of all things that God has made, the one point that we must keep in mind above all others is Mother. She is the one who will bring us through all of the problems that we are faced with in these extremely unprecedented days. Never before has man or woman or child walked on more dangerous, hazardous territory. And so we run to our Mother to give us the protection that we need for ourselves, for our children, and for all those who need help. We must pray to her. We must ask her to accept our little acts of penance and reparation for the reparation of the sins of all mankind, for our own sins, for the sins of those of our own household. We must pray for each other here. We must pray for our oblates who have, in their own way, have offered an offering, made an offering to God in a special sort of way. Let's leave no one out of our prayer. This is so important. And we're trying to address ourselves to that in today's bulletin. I want you to read it carefully because there are some mistaken ideas that might be about, floating about, that might give us the impression that, things for us to do are difficult. They're not difficult. They're very easy. Our blessed Lord, his life for the 30 years that he was at Nazareth was very easy, and yet extremely productive and extremely fruitful and extremely pleasing to the Father who is in heaven. So now, my beloved mothers, if you will all please kneel.